This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Lake Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so Skype on in here. Skype username lrn.fm with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
All right, we got on the way here tonight an update on the child endangerment, so-called, charges that were brought against a parent in California. For what was it, Mark? What did this guy do?
He made his kid walk home a mile.
My God!
Yeah.
There could have been all kinds of people kidnapping and molesting that child on the way home.
He was sort of watching along part of the route.
Well, we'll get back into that story because there's an update on that coming up here in moments. You can also bring up anything you want. You can take control of the airwaves. And in other news, Walmart's planning to compete. You remember those Amazon stores we talked about where you can just kind of walk in, grab some stuff, and just walk out?
Yeah, as I understand, they sort of track you throughout the store, figure out what you're buying, and then charge you. Aren't they buying Whole Foods? Is that going to be part of this?
Ooh, yeah, it's a possibility. But anyway, Walmart is looking to compete with Amazon on that front. We'll tell you more about that coming up here. And speaking of retail, according to FoxNews.com, armed ICE agents showed up to search a Michigan restaurant recently, but the owner refused entry. So I'm going to tell you about this hero. Quote from Fox. A restaurateur in Michigan recently tried out a new approach on two immigration agents who wanted to search her cafe. She told them to go away. I don't know if I'm spelling this right. Heidi, H-E-I-D-Y-E. Strange spelling of Heidi, but Heidi, perhaps. But
world's full of people who spell their names strangely.
Who owns Cafe Zola in Ann Arbor with her husband, Alan Zakalik, who reportedly turned away two immigration and customs enforcement agents who came in to inquire about an employee of theirs on Wednesday afternoon. This according to MLive.com. According to Zakalik, who was not present at the time, the worker in question that the agents were looking for was not on duty, but Batu refused to let the agents look around anyway. They reportedly left the premises soon afterward. He told MLive.com, quote, I was not around when they came in, but they did speak to my wife, and she refused them entry. They wanted to go through the kitchen, unquote. Zakalik added the men were carrying weapons and looked pretty equipped in their ICE gear, a sight that was not lost on his customers. Quote, these few people who did notice, they didn't like the intimidation factor when people come in with guns, unquote.
Yeah, I mean, I can see how that's going to disturb everybody's meal. Right, you know.
What did you just get into here with these agents? Are they going to arrest everybody? Is somebody going to get shot? Are you going to get questioned? Are you going to be subpoenaed? You're going to have to show up somewhere. I mean, when the cops show up somewhere, look out.
It's interesting.
Your time's about to get wasted.
People start paying attention when the police are around, and that's not the kind of thing that I would want in my restaurant personally. Thanks for showing up and ruining everybody's lunch.
Not only that, but also. There's nothing good that is going to come from letting these people come in and poke around. There's really nothing. The same way that when you get pulled over on the side of the road, and if the cops ask you to search your car, remember, this isn't legal advice, but it's my understanding that you have the right to say no. Because if the cops are asking you to search, that means they have no legal reason to search. Because if they did, they wouldn't have to ask you to search. They would just say, okay, we're going to search now. Here's our warrant.
And
here's
often,
our probable cause.
Often the asking will sound something like, I'm going to have to ask you to step out of the car.
That's right.
Let me search the vehicle.
While the hand is on the gun.
Right. I'm going to have to ask you.
Yeah, looking at you dead.
Are you asking me, officer?
Right.
Is that an order, or are you asking me?
Right, just to clarify.
Yeah.
Are you just asking?
But I got to say, when you ask these questions, you never know how things are going to go down. Look at Minneapolis. Last couple of people.
Bam, bam.
Right, it just happens, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I say this person is a hero, this restaurateur who refused to allow these agents. And I don't care whether they're ICE or local cops or state police or whoever they are. It doesn't matter to me. It's none of their damn business what's going on in that restaurant. Unless the cops have a warrant or unless they came in under some kind of exigent circumstances. So the old excuse of, we're looking for a murderer. He just ran in here. We're going to search the kitchen. You know, then they supposedly also have a right to go ahead and do that under the doctrine of exigent circumstances. This is a, you know, developing dangerous situation, and so therefore the warrant requirements are sort of waived.
They kind of have to prove that later on, though.
Yeah. Yeah, generally. But in this case, no. They just wanted to search. They were looking for one of their employees, and they wanted to poke around and see if he was there, see if they were telling the truth about whether or not he was there or she was there at that moment in time. And so kudos to these folks. The restaurant's ICE visit also comes at a time when Ann Arbor restaurateurs are noting a marked increase in ICE activity in the city. On July 28th, several of these restaurant owners and workers gathered together with activists and local officials to discuss the impact that it's had, with some people reportedly arguing that ICE is making their community worse. Why? Why?
Because they're taking away the folks that are making food and, you know, cleaning up yards and doing all the things that, frankly, other people aren't.
That, and they're tearing families apart, they say. The owner of Sava's, another Ann Arbor eatery, shared similar sentiments shortly before, or excuse me, after her own action with ICE, interaction with ICE in late May, after they ate at her restaurant before charging into the kitchen. She said at the time, quote, it scares the whole community. Today is a great indication, even if you have your documentation and you're at the wrong place at the wrong time, you can still be at risk, she said at the time. A spokesbureaucrat for ICE was not immediately available for comment, but the agency confirmed to MLive that no arrests were made at Cafe Zola on Wednesday. The agency stated, quote, today's enforcement operations are part of routine daily targeted operations conducted by ICE in this region and around the country every day, targeting criminal aliens and other immigration violators. Now, it makes it sound like these people are dangerous that they're looking for. It makes it sound like we, the ICE heroes, are trying to protect you Americans from these criminal aliens. But remember, when the government uses words, they're usually being very deliberate about it. A lot of the time. You know, with government, words are very important. They have specific meanings when it comes to the government rules and the government statutes and ordinances and codes and all this. And in fact, in some cases, in a lot of cases, the very words that you think you know what they are, well, it turns out they've actually got a different definition than what you believe them to be. You know, the classic example of this is, of course, person, where it can mean a corporation. A file folder is a person now. This is the crazy world of legal land where, you know, words don't mean what you think that they do because they can redefine them. In fact, they can redefine them per statute. Each set of statutes can have a definition section where the same word is defined differently.
It's true.
In those definitions. So you always have to be constantly, when you're trying to read a law, which is, you know, drudgery of the worst order, you always have to keep referring back to the definitions. What's that? They didn't define a word? Well, then you could presume it's using the traditional English definition, or maybe they're using the Black's Law definition of it, which they have legal dictionaries, where, you know, more words that they feel don't need to be defined over and over again have been defined for decades and decades and, you know, hundreds of years, and you can go and look up what they mean by saying those things. So when they say criminal aliens, well, but those are both legal terms, right? Alien doesn't mean, you know, some snakeoid thing that's come in from the sky, from
right.
Space.
Alpha Centauri.
Right. Alien means someone who isn't legally of this place, right? Somebody who came out or came in from some other
the government has decided for whatever reason that they shouldn't be here, come from some other place. But let's always also talk about the term criminal.
That's the other term.
Who among you listening to me, because I certainly isn't Ian and R.I., who among you is not a criminal by the government's definition?
Indeed.
The people who are here illegally have violated a misdemeanor at some point in their lives by coming here. How many of you haven't committed a misdemeanor? Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free, bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm, talking about a restaurateur up in Ann Arbor who, when ICE agents, armed agents, came into her store or her restaurant, she decided to turn them away. See you later. We don't want your kind around here, which I support that, man. I like it when these business owners say no to the police and let them know that they're not appreciated what they're doing, which in this case is going after likely a peaceful restaurant employee. They were looking for one person in particular, and they wanted to go poking around through the kitchen, try to find that person.
They say they were looking for one person, but the fact is that you never know when you let a law enforcement officer through your business exactly what they're going to do. I mean, and what they're going to find, and what they're going to say about what they find. So I'm not gleeful about what happened in so much as I am, this is just the rational thing to do.
To not let them poke around.
Right. Any attorney is going to say, do not talk to the police.
That's right.
When you call up an attorney and say, hey, the police are here and they're asking questions, the first thing that's going to come out of their mouth is, do not talk to the police.
When even in that case when they're not even supposedly not even investigating you, right? Like they're investigating somebody else. You still don't want to talk to the police.
Well, I mean, you could potentially be in a situation where you've called them and you need some help, and then, by God, you should be talking to them. You've called the civil servants. And the
even
civil
then,
servants,
you should be careful.
I'm not saying.
Because, you may talk yourself into a ticket or an arrest. You know, they may not have started out investigating you, but as soon as they start talking to you, you're under investigation at that point. They're going to ask you questions that your answers may put you under suspicion.
No shortage of people who called the police. That lady in Minneapolis that was recently, she called the police. She was shot and killed.
The Australian lady?
Yeah, the Australian lady. There was another one that was previous to that. I think she had cut herself on some glass, called 911. Her friend called 911. The cop showed up and I believe shot her daughter, like a small child daughter. And it's just, you just never know exactly what's going to happen and who's going to be sent. And many times you're talking about these untrained law enforcement officers that are untrained for a particular event, and they're having a bad day, whatever the situation might be. If police officers show up at your business and they want to look around, you better be careful. And by careful, I mean they shouldn't be looking around unless your attorney is present. Unless they can show a warrant of some sort, then you can't stop them.
The two have owned Cafe Zola in Ann Arbor for 21 years, and Zakalik, this according to MLive.com, said immigration agents have never been in the restaurant before. When Zakalik arrived at the restaurant, he talked to, I thought it was a she. He talked to some of the customers who had witnessed the quick visit, but said most of the people in the restaurant didn't notice the immigration agents at the door. He added the agents were, that's right, because everybody's looking at their damn phone. You can't notice anything when you do that. I mean, it just makes it impossible to have any kind of like peripheral vision or situational awareness. He added the agents were in uniforms emblazoned with police on the back and were carrying guns. The toll-free number, by the way, if you want to join us, it's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Additional raids have taken place across Michigan and resulted in multiple detainments as well as community protests. Now, some people out there obviously support this kind of behavior. They, they believe this idea that they're criminals, even though, as you pointed out, Mark, who isn't a criminal? Who hasn't committed some kind of act that the government, in all their wisdom, has deemed to be a criminal act?
They're doing it all the time.
I mean, even here in New Hampshire, they say violations aren't criminal, because there's violation, there's misdemeanor, there's felony. They say violations aren't criminal, but it sure as hell feels criminal. If you go into court and challenge a violation, guess which court you go into?
Criminal court.
You go into criminal court. Your court case has a CR in the court case name, which stands for criminal. If you don't pay the fine, guess where you go? You go to jail. So,
which is also true.
Yeah, I
mean, they put the criminals.
Yeah, right.
In this case, I believe over. Now we don't know what the person that these agents were looking for is accused of, but just being in the country illegally, overstaying a visa is even less so. But just being in the country illegally is not even a misdemeanor, as I understand. It's somewhere in the misdemeanor, low misdemeanor realm. And for somebody to claim they haven't committed a misdemeanor and lived in the United States for several decades, many decades, they're lying to themselves.
Yeah.
They don't understand.
They don't even know how many misdemeanors they've committed.
Right. They just don't have any clue. And so I'm supposed to get excited about this particular misdemeanor? Oh, this is the misdemeanor that's unpopular at the moment. Is that what it is? Because I don't see it that way. If it's really a truly bad misdemeanor, let's just elevate it to something more then.
Mr. and Mrs. Restaurateur, we're here. We're looking for a scapegoat. our favorite type of scapegoat. I mean, because, blame the immigrants. It's their fault that everything's bad. This is the new boogeyman. It's just so frustrating.
You can't find a job if somebody who's just come to this country, barely speaks English, if at all, is taking your job from you. Maybe a raise in skill set is on the horizon for you?
No doubt about it. Let's talk to Neil, calling from Golden Shores, listening to K-Talks out in Arizona. Hello, Neil.
Yeah, guys. How you doing?
Welcome. You're on the air. Where is Golden Shores? Is that in Arizona?
First of all, I'd like to tell you that recently I started watching your webcam.
Thanks.
And oh, boy.
I on the left there, the guy with the dark hair, the younger guy. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Ian.
Ian, yeah, the other day when I first started watching it, you sure liked your chips, man. You were constantly eating your chips. That was great. And your dog that comes walking in there sometimes, that's a beautiful dog.
Oh, thank you. Jazzy is a beautiful dog. If you like Jazzy on the camera, we do have a Facebook page for her. It's called, I think, Jazzy the Studio Beast.
Sounds right.
I think is what it is. If you look for that, you might be able to find more, pretty looking pictures.
Cute.
She's actually a Carolina dog, which is essentially an American dingo from the Southeast. So she's not like a breed or anything. Yeah, go ahead.
What you're talking about this lady turning the ICE agents away.
Yeah,
I mean,
or guy or whoever it was, yeah.
Whoever. She must have had a lot of people sitting there, witnesses, because you try to stand up to the cops like that when you don't have witnesses or video cameras going on, that you're just taking your life in your hands.
Yeah.
I mean, really, you got to have plenty of people around for them to back down like that. It's scary.
Yeah, I imagine it was a real surprise to the ICE agents. I imagine they're not expecting that on a regular basis.
We'll talk about that coming up because you're absolutely right about that. Neil, I don't know if you have more to add, but if you do, stand by. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
It's Jazzy the Studio Dog on
Facebook.
Thank
you. Jazzy the Studio Dog. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here, and we'll talk about the cops and what you can do, even if there aren't any witnesses around, coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us right here on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We'll get back into your rights when dealing with police, and also what happened with the restaurateurs out in Ann Arbor who refused access to ICE agents, armed ICE agents who showed up wanting to hunt around. In there behind the kitchen. So we can talk more about that. But earlier today, and I haven't checked actually because I had to go and take a nap before the show, so it may be up even more than it was. But earlier today, Bitcoin once again hit another record high, flirting with about $4,300.
I heard that it crossed the 4,300 mark.
But I bet it did. I bet it did. I'm just looking at one exchange right now, so I haven't pulled up the Bitcoin average price. But yeah, pretty darn close to $4,300. So once again, record highs for the Bitcoin cryptocurrency. It's not too late to get involved in this thing.
Another one of its spikes? Is that what I'm smelling here? I mean, it tends to rise up and then, you know, kind of drop down a little and then rise up. And
yeah. You can see that pattern if you look. You know, obviously, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. It could go down tomorrow, and it could stay down forever. I mean, we never know. You never know what's going to happen. But that's not what's been happening. You know, obviously, future performance, you can't judge necessarily by the past. But, yeah, it does seem to have that pattern where it'll shoot up and then stumble for a little bit, and then shoot up again and stumble for a little bit. And then, you know, like the shooting ups just keep getting more prominent over yeah. over time.
If you're looking for sort of prognostication, if you want to, you know, find out what's going on in the Bitcoin world, best thing to do is go to news.bitcoin.com. I found it to be an invaluable source. There's other news sources out there too. I certainly get into those, but I like news.bitcoin.com.
Absolutely. News.bitcoin.com is great, and also bitcoin.com is a great place to go if you just want to get the basics. You want to get an introduction to what is Bitcoin. That's a great site for doing that. And if you're into Bitcoin, you want to get in a little deeper, like become a Bitcoin miner, then you really ought to check out pool.bitcoin.com. It's a mining pool that you can join just with some Bitcoin. You don't have to actually buy the hardware and configure it and figure out how to, you know, operate the technical inner workings of mining, which can be complicated. Let me tell you, I've fooled around with Litecoin mining and Bitcoin mining as well. Bitcoin mining is a little harder to get into because
BIP, not bit.
Right, BIT coin. So I've done some Bitcoin mining, but the Bitcoin mining, it's a little harder to get into because you need more specialized equipment. Mm. And so let the pros handle it. They're doing a fine job of handling it over at pool.bitcoin.com. You just invest, you use their little calculator app to kind of figure out what the return might be, because there's no guarantees. But once again, it's pool.bitcoin.com. Okay, so we had a gentleman on the line. He dropped off there during the break, but he had made the point that in this case with the Ann Arbor restaurateurs who refused access to the ICE agents who'd come into the store, which I consider to be heroic, he had made the point that, well, there were customers there. This was something that they were safer, more or better able to do because they had people there who would have been able to witness how the agents were behaving. The agents were more likely to be on their best behavior as opposed to, you know, cranking up the intimidation factor. If they had walked into that restaurant and it was 2 minutes after they opened and nobody was there yet for whatever reason, if nobody was waiting in line to come in at breakfast hour or something like that, it's 6 a.m, right? And they just threw the doors open and the ICE agents roll into the parking lot and come in and it's just the owners and their employees in there, then yeah, they may have behaved in a different manner. They may have behaved in a more intimidating, more threatening, more dangerous, tough guy kind of good cop, bad cop or whatever. They may have done that. In this case, with the potential eyes and phones that could record the situation of all the customers in the place, I agree with the caller's assessment that that likely did change how the scene played out. But that doesn't mean that they wouldn't have had the same right to say no if they were all alone with these agents. And they may have still, you know, done the same thing and said, look, you're going to have to get a warrant. See you later. Get out of here. But it does take some cojones. It does take the willingness to know that you are dealing with what could be rogue agents. They could, decide to just bust up your place. They could decide to arrest you on some sort of trumped-up charge. They could decide to smash your camera. I mean, they could do all kinds of things, and they can usually get away with it. I mean, we've seen them throw grenades into baby cribs. You know, that happened once. I don't know if it was an ICE.
It wasn't on purpose.
It wasn't ICE. It was some other police agency, but... Yeah, I mean, we've seen them get away with
all... Flashbang grenade goes in the door, ends up in a baby's crib, or next to a sleeping baby.
But it went through a window, but I don't know.
Fine.
Whatever it was.
You know, wherever it went.
So, definitely being there with other people, it helps, certainly. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't also assert your rights, even if you're all alone. And there's a great tool that we recommend for that purpose. It's called Cell 411. And I know that they're busily working on always new versions of Cell 411, but right now, it is hands down the best activist tool that anyone can have on their phone. If you're going to only have one activist-related, you know, freedom-related app on your phone, it's got to be Cell 411. I mean, there's nothing else out there that even comes close to its usefulness factor. So what is Cell 411, Mark? Do you know?
Cell 411 is an app that allows you to sort of send out alerts if you're having some kind of trouble, maybe a fire at the house, maybe situation, confrontation, could be being pulled over by the police. It also allows you to arrange for rides a la Uber or Lyft. It's really a versatile app, and the intention is to sort of subvert the need for so many different services out there?
Centralized services.
Yeah.
And right, so where you have to call this call center, and then they dispatch out somebody from the fire department or the police department or whatever,
mm-hmm.
And you
or
wait.
Uber or Lyft.
And you wait.
Yeah.
And maybe you die in the time in which you're waiting, or get arrested, and nobody's there to witness it. Cell 411 gets that word out instantly through the cell phone network that you're on. You can't use it on anything that isn't a cell phone, by the way. So you cannot get cell 411 for a tablet. Is only for cell phones, so keep that in mind. It sends it out over the cell phone network. It's GPS-based, so you send out an alert saying, hey, this is happening to me, or this is happening where I am, or whatever. And, you know, maybe it's being harassed by the police, in which case your friends will see that, if you have friends. They'll see that. You can also send it out to the public as well, which is interesting. So the original idea behind cell 411 was that it would connect you with your neighbors, friends, your family members, and you can have these people that you know in different cells. So, you know, if my neighbor's house is on fire and I want the neighborhood to know, I can, if I have introduced them to cell 411, I can send that to those people. Or you can send it out to the public, meaning that anyone who has cell 411 who has opted to receive these public alerts will be able to receive those, which is a very, very interesting feature as well.
Sure. I've received those. Yep.
So in that case, you can actually stream video, too, which is the other killer option for this. So not only are you letting your friends know where you are via GPS-based alert that goes out to them saying, hey, Mark's in trouble. His car, you know, just ran off the road or whatever, got pulled over. And Mark's in trouble, so people could then respond within the app to say, hey, I'm nearby. I can come out. I'll be there in, you know, shortly. And then the app will let you know. If you're still looking at it, you might be dealing with the cops or whatever. It'll let you know that so-and-so is on the way to help, that kind of thing. Very, very useful. And then as soon as you send the alert, it also asks you, would you like to stream video of what's happening? And, of course, in a situation like ICE agents showing up at your restaurant, you absolutely do want to stream video of something like that happening because that's important. It's important to capture. It's important to get the behavior of these agents on the record. And that also can change how the agents will treat you. And it can change it for the worse if you're dealing with some rogue cops who want to smash a camera and F you up. But it can also, I think in most cases, change it for the better. It can put cops on notice. It can put them on their best behavior because they know this is evidence. You can introduce it in court if they decide to step out of line. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like Freedom Plus, since it's cell 411. You're streaming the video, so if they do grab your camera and...
still there.
Yeah, it's still going to be there. More coming up here in moments. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi, S-I-M-B-I.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that buysellmakeoffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and click the sign me up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. And remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free if you want to join us on the radio waves. Here our number. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Mark's going to tell us an update on that so-called child endangerment story that we talked about not too long ago here on Free Talk Live, where a dad, I think it was in trouble for letting his kid walk home like a mile.
Telling him to.
Yeah. So we'll tell you more about that, what the latest is there. Plus, we'll take your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Let's go to Clayton. He's calling from somewhere, and he's on Skype. Hello, Clayton.
Hey, fellas. Hey. I'm calling you from Oklahoma City.
Aha. All right. Welcome.
So, yeah, I'm calling about the big news out of Oklahoma City today. The FBI foiled an alleged bombing plot.
Oh, another one of these, huh? Well, now, was it one of the ones that they created that they foiled?
Yep, same story. 23-year-old posting some anti-government rhetoric on online. FBI informant got close to him, you know, hooked him up with everything he needed to bomb. He originally wanted to bomb the Federal Reserve Building in Washington, D.C., but thought a bank in downtown OKC would be a softer target. I don't know if that was the FBI guided him to Oklahoma City or if that was his own choosing.
Right. So he's been arrested, charged with terrorist plotting or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Same story. But, it brings up a really interesting discussion here locally.
Oh, okay.
What's the FBI to do, right? And so the question is, would the guy have done it without the FBI kind of goading him into it? Would he have still tried to do it? Or did the FBI entrap the guy?
I think this is always an interesting question, and amazingly, the last time we talked about this, it was sort of an overview where we had, I forget who it was that did the report, but they had counted more than 200 times in the last 15 years since 2001 more than 200 times the FBI has set some, you know, dupe up in this particular role and basically egged them on and provided them all of the things that they needed, the hotel room, the money, the bomb, the cell phone,
the bombs, these kind of things. And the weird part about this is, A, it's illegal and hard for us all to get these things, right? If you ever, you know, have ever thought to yourself, I'd like to blow something up, and think to yourself, oh yeah, I can't get any dynamite. Oh well, you know, and then dismiss the notion. Then they make it easy for, at the very least, a handful of people
right.
to get this stuff.
Because hey, look, we know a guy.
Right. So is it a good idea? I mean, if you want to find out who the terrorists are, make all this stuff legal. If you want to limit the number of terrorists by making the stuff illegal, then, you know, how are you going to know if that plan works if you keep on making the stuff available to people who are, you know, I mean, it's hard to blow up buildings unless the FBI gives you a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's the discussion's even more heated here. You know, in Oklahoma City, we have a history with domestic bombings, right?
Oh, so, right.
Yeah, yeah. So everybody's really like, well, what about Tim McVeigh? What if they would have done that to Tim McVeigh?
What if they would have done it to Tim McVeigh?
Well, yeah. For one, now
it's impossible to answer, right?
Yeah, it's much more difficult to get a hold of that much fertilizer. You know, and the government's prepared for somebody who might put a U-Haul truck or a Penske truck full of fertilizer next to a building, that kind of thing. I mean, it's just much more difficult to pull off what McVeigh pulled off back then, because the FBI has made it hard to get a hold of these things and other government agencies. So, I mean, it's hard to ask me, you know, what about Tim McVeigh, because you can't do what Tim McVeigh did anymore unless the FBI makes it easy for you.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. It's arguments like that, I'm afraid, fall on deaf ears here.
Sure, sure.
You know, I feel like this is just so outrageous. It's amazing that more people are deaf to the points that we're talking about here. I mean, what are you hearing from people?
Oh, I mean, it's praise and support. You know, they stopped another OKC bombing. Is the response, you know. I kind of feel bad for the 23-year-old. I mean, you're essentially, you know, you're still real young, and he's just basically wrecked his whole life.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, he's going to spend the rest of his life in some horrifying maximum security federal prison. And, you know, look, I'm not it's hard for me to feel bad for this guy who's gone through all of the steps to, you know, be prepared to blow up a building. One would presume, you know, his trial hasn't occurred yet, and
sure.
he's to be presumed innocent up to this point. But, you know, nonetheless, it's not like it doesn't seem like he sort of shook it free at any point. You know, it took likely weeks for this to occur, so I don't feel terrible for this guy. I do feel bad for this one guy back, it's been probably a couple of years ago. He attempted to escape. He wanted to move to Alaska and get a job fishing, and the FBI actually scuttled the job. They called they called the potential employer and said, "You're not hiring this guy."
Yeah. Yeah,
we got an investigation on. You don't want to hire this guy, and
that'll
so
do it.
You know, there he is back in the straits of desperation, and probably a little more bitter at whomever he might be bitter at, and you know,
and he did it.
Back he goes to you know, follow through.
Yeah, that was a terrible story, Clayton. Any other observations you want to share tonight?
No, I don't want to sound like I'm apologizing for the guy at all. You know, it's a series of terrible decisions that's going to ruin the dude's life.
Yep.
Yeah.
Also, he attempted to set it off at like 1 a.m. On a weekend, on a Saturday, which is really
pretty clear he didn't want to hurt anybody.
Yeah. There's nobody in downtown OKC at 1 a.m. on a Saturday. So.
And what was the target? A bank?
Yeah, it was a bank. It was originally going to be the Federal Reserve Building in Washington, D.C., but it changed to a bank building in downtown Oklahoma City.
Interesting. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate the heads up on that. Once again, the FBI sort of ramping up the terror scares because, you know, there isn't any real terror out there in the United States of which to speak. So they got to gin it up. They got to manufacture it.
Wasn't there just a race riot in Charlottesville last night?
Yeah, but nobody got charged with terrorism over that.
Some guy ran a vehicle into a crowd of people.
Well, while that is a terrifying act, I'm sure they wouldn't claim that he was doing it for some larger purpose of, you know, a political...
Ridding the world of black people, perhaps?
Well, you know, it depends who you talk to,
Mark. That's terrorism. Sorry. That what that guy did was terrorism.
It depends who you talk to. I had heard today that the guy who ran into the person, or I guess he ran into a car that ran into a car that ran into a person or something like that.
It didn't look like it.
No? Okay, that's what I'd heard last night.
Yeah, sure.
It keeps changing. What I heard most recently was that some Antifa attacker was swinging like some sort of pole or whatever at this guy's car, so he gunned it to get away from being attacked and then accidentally ran into the back of another car.
So did you see the video?
I saw a video, yes.
Okay.
But I didn't see more than one video.
The car was heading in that direction when it was struck by the person with the pole or whatever it was struck with. So,
okay, that's on the video?
That's my understanding of it, yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna go ahead and pull that up so we can both take a look here.
Yeah.
I'm going terrorism.
Huh. Now, so you think that any violent crime could be considered terrorism? Is that what you're saying?
You're claiming that it was for sort of this greater purpose. If a violent crime isn't being done for sort of money or sex, right? Like the two reasons that crimes occur appear to be money and sex.
Okay.
Crimes of passion, I suppose. You know, like
somebody else
is having sex and I don't like it.
You're saying anything outside of those two you consider to be terrorism?
Well, I think if you're doing it for something sort of greater, you know, to
That we're saying that whatever the purpose was great, but I
not
meant,
great as know, in good,
yeah, right.
But great as in large.
Yeah.
If you're doing it for some greater purpose, then I think that qualifies as terrorism. If you're using crime to terrify people to bring about a change in society,
yep.
That sounds like terrorism to me.
That does meet the definition of terrorism.
Now, if you're on the right side, it's just called revolution.
Hmm. Well, you're welcome to comment here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The video I saw, and again, I bet you there's more than one of these things, Mark, but the first one, the only one that I've seen, and I haven't looked deeply into it, was somebody recording video, and you see the street that they're by, and then there's an accident, and then they pan over to the right, and you can see that a car had run into another car.
Okay.
So you didn't see the actual beginnings of the running into. You sort of saw the ending of it in that video. I'm sure you've seen something different then.
As far as, I saw the pictures that you're talking about, and then I've seen people...
That was video, yeah. not pictures. I mean, it's pictures, 30 frames a second.
I hear you.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining, but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch.
Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.